Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Here's a short preview of my narration of the audiobook.
The Power of Self-Discipline. Resist temptations, control impulses, boost mental toughness and willpower, and create a life of success and abundance. Written by Saum Bachla. Narrated by Russell Newton. It's already 7:45 and you're still at home. You'll find the school door closed for sure today, and we'll have to apologize to the school principal to let you in. My wife screamed at my daughter this morning. Why don't you get up a bit early, despite me trying to wake you up 10 times? She continued with frustration. Quite frankly, this was not the first time for us. It happens often, as my 11-year-old daughter needs to wake up early in the morning for school. When I dropped her off for school, my daughter was sad about the morning's scolding. Hey, Dad, why does Mama get angry with me only in the morning? It spoils my day, and it's difficult to wake up in the morning despite me trying hard, she complained. As any father would, I tried to explain her, don't think negative about your mama's words. Rather, try to understand that it's not a good idea to be late for school, and then request school authorities to let you in the building. The best thing to do is to go to bed earlier, get enough sleep, and then wake up in the morning refreshed. It's all a matter of maintaining some discipline in your sleeping schedule. That's it. She retorted, come on, Daddy. None of you at home sleep early, and I'm told to sleep early. How can I do it alone? Her answer hit me like a ton of bricks. I suddenly realized that I was expecting my 11-year-old daughter to wake up earlier while there was no self-discipline on my own part. I was not creating an environment where lights would switch off by 10 p.m. every night so my kids could get enough sleep and start the next day better. I assume this is the story for most parents. In case you don't have children at home and live alone or with your friend or better half, you might have a different situation that requires exercising some kind of self-discipline. Maybe you prefer sitting in front of the TV watching late-night shows until 2 a.m., despite having to wake up at 6:30 a.m. to get ready for work. All of this is nothing but a lack of self-discipline. Below are some other examples where people lack self-discipline, which leads to stress and other problems. Perhaps you're overweight but unable to resist your temptation to chow down on giant-sized burgers, pizzas, or sweetened carbonated beverages, despite being aware that lack of control is only adding to your woes. You already know that cigarette smoking is injurious to health. Even cigarette companies are mandated in many countries to put a big warning sign on each pack stating, "Cigarette smoking is injurious to your health." Even your doctor might have told you to avoid smoking or drinking for the sake of your health, but despite your good intentions, you generally give in, merely at the sight of cigarette or alcohol. You know that you have to prepare for a Monday morning presentation for a crucial meeting with one of your firm's important clients, and you are stressed, too. Yet, you still stay up late Sunday nights, binging on TV shows. One can go on to cite many such instances where people lack self-control. They don't have the willpower to resist the temptations of eating, drinking, and entertaining, which may put all their future at a stake. American Psychological Association conducts an annual nationwide survey to examine the state of stress across the country and understand its impact on its people. In 2011, this survey reported that 27% of the respondents complained that a lack of willpower was the most significant barrier to the change. So the big question is, why aren't we able to resist temptations despite being rational and grown-up people? This book is all about explaining the human psychology and neuroscience behind our irrational action, which are triggered by our emotions, and how we can use different strategies to mold ourselves with simple tweaks to improve our lives.
To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com or Audible.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. with an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.